Romans chapter 8.
请我们看罗马书第八章。
From verse 28.
第二十八节。
And we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also foreordained to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he foreordained, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Then if you will turn with me to the first letter of the Apostle John and chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3 from verse 1.
第一节，
Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. For this cause the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we children of God, and it is not yet made manifest what we shall be. We know thatIf he shall be manifested, we shall be like him, for we shall see him even as he is.
一节到第三节，你看见父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的身体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
And lastly, in the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians,
哥林多后书
and chapter 3,
第三章
from verse 16.
十六节开始。
But whensoever a man shall turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory.To glory, even as from the Lord, the Spirit.
三章十六节到十八节，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Just a further word of prayer.
我们一起有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we're so thankful we're found in your presence.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢，我们能够来到你自己的面前。
And we simply want to acknowledge that apart from you, we can do nothing.
我们向你承认，离了你，我们什么也不能做。
We can, of course, preach, we can use many words, we can outline truths, it can all be very biblical.
我们可以用许多的话语，许多的故事，很多的圣经。
But unless that anointing grace and power is upon the speaking, the translating, and the hearing, it will amount to nothing.
但是如果没有圣灵高摩讲员翻译的听众，我们所有的都是徒然。
You have so dearly won for us that anointing through that finished work of yours at Calvary.
我们知道你在十字架上加勒提所完成的工作，已经把这圣灵的恩膏丰富的赏给我们。
Now Lord, we stand by faith into it.
我们靠着信心，我们来站在这个恩膏底下。
Let a double portion be upon the speaking, the translating, and our hearing.
今天求你把加倍的灵赐给说话的、翻译的与听话的。
We do not know how long we have, Lord.
主，我们不知道还有多少日子。
Before the night comes when no man can work.
黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
Will you challenge us?
求你向我们挑战。
Will you touch our heart?
求你摸着我们每一个人的心。
Will you speak in such a way that we cannot be the same?
求你向我们说话，叫我们不能不改变。
And we shall be careful to give you all the worship and thanksgiving and praise of our heart.
我们把我们心中的感谢、赞美、荣耀都归于你。
We ask this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. I think all of you know, or every true child of God ought to know, that the purpose of God for us is to conform us to the image of His Son.
我想我们在座所有神真实的儿女都应该知道，神在我们身上的旨意乃是把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
In simple language,
用一个简单的话来说，
That is, every one of us should be changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
就是我们每一个人都必须改变，像他的儿子一样。
Let me make it even more plain.
让我用更简单的话来说。
It is that men and women should see the Lord Jesus in us.
在这个地上，不管男的女的，看见我们的时候，应该看见基督。
They should see His grace expressed in us.
能够看见神的恩典从我们身上传出去。
They should be affected by His beauty in us.
我们应该被，他们应该看见主的美丽在我们的身上。
It is nonsense to talk about salvation which leaves us unchanged.
如果我们谈到神的救恩，但是我们的生命并没有改变，那是没有意义的。
To be a child of God is to be conformed to the image of His Son.
我们之所以能够成为神的儿女，因为我们被磨成他儿子的形象。
But we have to be very honest.
但是我们必须诚实。
The stark reality is that for most Christians, this is not true.
对大部分的基督徒来讲，这个旨意在我们身上是不真实，没有成就。
We become religious.
我们变成有宗教性。
We get to know our Bible.
我们好像也读了圣经。
We get to know Christian routine.
我们也知道基督徒每天要做什么。
We break bread.
我们也擘饼。
We sing hymns of praise.
我们也唱诗。
We study the Word of God.
我们也读经。
We even go into some form of evangelism at times.
我们也去传福音有的时候。
But we ourselves are not changed.
可是我们自己却没有什么大的改变。
There is something horribly wrong when the Spirit of God is not changing those whom God saves.
所以一个被神拯救的人，但是生命没有显明的改变，那有一些问题，严重的问题存在。
Then we become a graveyard.
我们就变成了坟墓。
A whole number of monuments.
或者变成了这个纪念碑。
So and so converted such and such a day.
某某人在某某天他已经得救了。
Lifeless since such and such a day.
但是其余的日子却毫无生命。
Our Christianity becomes an outward thing.
今天的基督教变成一个外表的宗教。
We only have to see all the evidences of this.
我们很容易就找到证据。
Division.
我们有分分解党
faction，
我们有分裂的事情
superficiality，
我们生活非常的肤浅
shallowness，
我们思想浅薄
hypocrisy，
我们假冒为善
racism，
我们带着种族的偏
见 gossip，
我们在那里
backsliding，
背后说人
jealousy，
我们嫉妒
unbridled ambition，
我们有很大的野心
and a thousand other things。
你可以举出几千种问题来。
So what has to happen to change us into the image of His Son？
我们怎么能够才真正被磨成神的儿子形象呢
？A spiritual revolution is needed。
一个属灵的革命需要发生在我们的身上。
There are only three things I really want to say this evening。
今天晚上我有三个重点。
Here is the first。
第一个重点。
The invincible and powerful purpose of God.
这一个虽然看不见却大有能力的神的旨意。
We know, John says, we know that if he shall be manifested, we shall be like him.
约翰刚刚我们念的圣经说到，当他显现的时候，我们要像他。
For we shall see him as he is.
我们要看见他的时候就要像他。
This is the invincible purpose of God for every child of God.
这个是我们每一个虽然看不见这个旨意，却是真实的在我们身上。
It is more clearly put in the Roman letter.
那么我们刚刚也读了罗马书。
When it says, for whom he foreknew, them he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Don't be afraid of that word in English, predestined.
英文这里讲到预定。
Some people go into a kind of trauma the moment they hear the word predestined.
有些人听到这个预定就有一点不是味道。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined. Predestined for what?
那么他预先所知道的人就预先定下什么？
Predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
乃是定下我们每一个被他拯救的人要像他的儿子。
That he, the Lord Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren.
让他的儿子在许多儿子中能够做长子。
Bringing many sons to glory.
带许多儿子进到荣耀里。
Not babes.
不是小婴孩。
Not little children.
不是孩子。
Sons.
乃是长成的儿子。
A baby cannot run your business.
一个婴孩没有办法来管你的企业。
But a son can run your business.
但是个长成的儿子可以。
There is all the difference between growing up to be a son in the house of God.
在神的家里面能够做长成的儿子是一件大事。
And to be a babe.
但是做婴孩呢？
It is a wonderful thing to have many babies.
有很多的婴孩给人的感觉很好。
It transforms any church, any assembly, any fellowship when God saves.
当神在任何的一个聚会中，一个教会里头能够拯救一些罪人，这件事情是很令人兴奋。
When you're swamped with whole lot of spiritual babies,
但是你能够看见教会有许许多多属灵的婴孩
，all crying，
大家都在那边哀哀叫
，all hungry，
都挨饿
，all thirsty，
或者饥渴
，all longing for fellowship， warmth，
希望得到交通。
It transforms any fellowship of God's people.
如果是这样发生的时候，这个教会就很有活力。
But there is something horribly wrong when a fellowship of believers, you have dozens, hundreds of people who should be growing up.
但是，如果这个聚会中有几打的人或者几十个人。应该是长大成人了。
They cannot administer anything.
但是他们却什么也不能做。
They're still babes.
因为他们还是小婴孩。
20 years old in the Lord.
信主20年了。
30 years old in the Lord.
30年了。
40 years old in the Lord, 50 years old in the Lord, and they're still babies. They can't war the warfare of the service. They cannot intercede in the presence of God. They're babies. When you're a baby, you're nursed. You're rocked. You're looked after. Everybody circles around you. They give you things for your mouth. Toys to hold, things to look at, the whole world circles round you when you're a baby. But that is only one stage. We're meant to grow up. There is something hideous about a 30 or 40 year old who is a baby. But the house of God is filled with such examples. Yet the word of God is very clear. If he shall be manifested, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Not just that we will have a body like his. Not just that we shall have the spiritually physical attributes, but we shall have the character. It is not just that you have a body that can go through walls. That doesn't need to eat. Think of that, you Chinese. You don't have to eat, you can eat. The Lord ate after he was raised. But you don't have to eat. People say, will we recognize one another? Will we wear clothes? All these other, in one sense, symptoms. The essential thing is character. It's not just having a body like his. To be conformed to his image means that we have a character like his. And here you have the invincible, all-powerful purpose of God. In this Roman letter, chapter 8, we know that to them that love God, all things work together. We know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. According to his purpose. Underline the word purpose. Here is the second thing. Predestined. Purpose. Predestination. Here is the third thing. Conform. This is the invincible, powerful
purpose of God for every child of God.
这里告诉我们这一个不能够被打败也是啊这个神永远的旨意。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 49.
在哥林多前书
1 Corinthians chapter 15,
15章哥林多前书
verse 49.
49节
And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
Isn't this amazing?
这句话多么稀奇。
This purpose of God.Where does it leave you tonight?
当你听见这个神的旨意的时候，你还剩下什么？
Are you being changed?
你愿意被神改变吗？
Is there a little more in you of the Lord Jesus than when you were last here last year?
今年我见你的时候，主在你里面的成分有没有比去年见你的时候增加了？
Or are you static?
或者说你毫无改变？
Nothing has happened.
没有任何的事情发生这一年。
You are the same.
你还是老样子。
In the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians,
在哥林多后书
and chapter 5,
第五章
and verse 17,
第十七节
we read, Wherefore if any man is in Christ,He is a new creature.
这里保罗说，若有人在基督里，他是一个全新的创造。
Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
But all things are of God.
所有的事都是出于神。
I much prefer the marginal rendering.
我喜欢这个翻译的这个编英文圣经的边上的翻译。
Wherefore if any man be in Christ, there is a new creation.
如果任何一个人在基督里，那就是新的创造。
Old things have passed away.
旧事都过去了。
Behold, all things have become new.
看到。所有都变成新的了。
Where have the old things passed away?
老的去哪里了？
In Christ.
在基督里。
In the new creation in Christ.
他这个被神放在基督里，成为全新的创造。
I remember Mr. Sparks often used to say, when you had the other version, which you can translate the Greek two ways, but when you had the old version,You spend your whole time looking inside and saying, well, old things have passed away. All things have become new. But have they?
如果我们去读老的英文版的时候，你就去读的时候有个印象，你会造成老是向你自己里面看，看来看去到底老旧事过去了，都变成新的，在哪里啊？
You become self-centered.
因为你这样子就是
You look inwards.
你向自己里面看。
It is in Christ.
但是真正要看在基督里。
There is the new creation.
因为整个的新造在基督里。
Are you in Christ?
现在问题你是在基督里吗？
If you have been saved by the grace of God.
如果你被神的恩典拯救。
Whatever you feel.
你不论你的感觉如何
Your position is in Christ.
神已经把你放在基督里，这是你的位置。
In Christ there is a new creation.
因为只有在基督里才有新造。
The old has passed away.
旧造过去了。
All things have become new.
所有的在基督里都是新的。
And everything is of God.
每一件事都是出于神。
I wish I could put it more clearly.
我希望能够讲得更清楚一点。
You and I are part of a new man.
你跟我都是这个新人的一部分。
Who is that new man?
那个新人是谁？
The Lord Jesus.
乃是基督。
How are you and I part of the new man?
那你跟我怎么会变成基督的一部分呢？
Because through the saving grace of God, we have been positioned in Christ.
乃是因着耶稣基督的救恩，神把我们放在基督里。
There we are part of the new man.
在基督里我们就成为这个新人的一个部分。
There we're in a new creation.
那里有新的创造。
There everything is new.
在基督里每一件事都新的。
The old is excluded.
所有旧的都在关在外面。
And everything is of God.
在那里所有的出于神。
This is where the Lord begins.
因为这是神开始的一切在这里。
Listen again.
再听一次。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again.
我实实在在地告诉你，人除了重生，
He cannot enter the kingdom of God.
就不能进神的国。
When you're born anew,
当你重生的时候，
A new birth, where are you?
这个新的重生你在哪里？
You are in Christ.
你在基督里。
You're born of the Spirit of God.
因为你是从圣灵生的。
Now something tremendous has happened.
你就在你身上发生了个了不起的。
Your whole position has changed.
因为你的地位改变了。
Listen again.
再听。
We have been delivered from the power of darkness.
我们从黑暗被解放出来。
And transferred into the kingdom of His dear Son.
把我们带到儿子。光明的国度里。
It's a revolution.
这是一个革命。
We have been delivered from the power of darkness.
我们被神从黑暗的权势底下释放了。
And transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
把我们转移到神儿子里头。
Our position is in Him.
我们的地位乃是在基督里。
No wonder the Lord said, Abide in me and I in you.
所以主耶稣才会说，住在我里面，我就住在你们里面。
You remain, you dwell where God has placed you.
我们应该住在神把我们放在的那个位置，在基督里。
When you abide in Him,
如果你住在基督里，
you discover the Lord Jesus.
你就会发现主。
He is in you.
因为主在你里面。
Then comes revelation.
就有启示。
Illumination.
就有光照。
And change.
你就有改变。
Then you're changed into the image, into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
你就逐渐逐渐像你的主。
Whilst you abide in Him,
就是你要住在他里头。
Then He is in you.
他就住在你里头。
And He reveals Himself.
他把他自己启示给你。
I wish I could make it more clear. You remember the Lord Jesus, what He said in Revelation 21?
在启示录二十一章主耶稣怎么说呢？
Behold, I make all things new.
看啊，一切都更新了。
And He speaks of all the things that belong to the old.
他对所有的旧道说，
Mourning, pain, crying, death,
伤心、眼泪、死亡，一切，
all these things have passed away.
都过去了。
He makes everything new.
在他里一切都改变成新的了。
Where does He begin?
他从哪里开始的？
With sinners like you and me.
从我们这些罪人身上开始。
That's where He begins.
这是他工作的开始。
He begins with human flotsam and jetsam. Have I caught you?
Yes.
Rubbish.
从垃圾堆里面。
Debris.
从所有的渣滓里头。
You and I, you think I'm not debris. I am a very nice person.
你我可能想，我是很好的人，我哪里是渣滓呢？
You are rubbish.
你实在是一个垃圾。
Absolute rubbish.
你是彻头彻尾的垃圾。
Until you are saved.
除非有一天你被蒙拯救。
Then your position changes.
然后你的地位改变了。
Now you're in Christ.
你在基督里。
And into what was rubbish,
你本来是一个垃圾。
God pours eternal treasure,
但是神却把一个永远的宝贝放进来。
Only God, could do this.
只有我们的神可以做这件事。
He takes you.
他把我。
He takes me.
把你。
He saves us.
他来拯救我。
He justifies us.
他称我们为义。
He repositions us.
他把我们换了一个地位。
He delivers us from the power of darkness.
他把我们从黑暗的权势中。
He transfers us into the kingdom of His dear Son.
释放出来，放到光明爱子的国里。
And there we discover fathomless fullness.
我们在那里，我们就发现一个无穷的爱。
Unsearchable riches.
无法测度的神的丰富。
Unincredible.Resurrection life and power.
有一个我们无法想象从死里复活的大能。
He begins with you.
从你的身上开始。
And he ends with a new heaven and a new earth.
然后最终要把我们带到新天新地的。
Wherein dwells righteousness.
在那里义永远存。
He begins with you and he begins with me.
他乃是从你我身上开始的。
And now the process has started.
现在这个步骤正在进行。
You know, these titles we have, we all overlap. I'm probably saying all the poor things that poor Christian will want to say, and Brother Stephen will want to say. But it doesn't really matter. We might as well all say the same thing.
这次的主题，我们三个讲员一定有很多很多的重复。我可能讲了陈弟兄要讲的，也可能讲了江弟兄要讲的，但是没关系，反正我们三个讲员都要讲同样的事。
You know what it says in Ephesians?
在以弗所书。
And chapter 4.
第四章。
Listen to it.
注意听。
Verse 20, verse 24.
二十四节。
And put on the new man. Now listen, verse 22, that ye put away as concerning your former manner of life the old man that waxeth corrupt after the lusts of deceit, and that ye be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, that after God hath been created in righteousness and holiness of truth.
二十二节到二十四节，这脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Put off, put on.
脱下，穿上。
Christians often say to me, "How do I put off the old man?"
很多的基督徒问我，怎么样把旧人脱掉？
Well, first of all, it's God's doing.
第一，你要知道这是神做的。
He took you out of the old and put you in the new.
他把你从旧造搬出来，放在新造里。
That is the meaning of your new birth.
这就是重生的意思。
But you have a responsibility.
但是你有一个责任。
You have to accept that putting off of the old man.
你必须接受当神把你的旧人脱下来这个责任。
It's the same thing in Colossians.
同样在哥罗西书有类似的话。
And chapter 3.
第三章。
Where it says, verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his doings and have put on the new man.
三章九节，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。
Let me illustrate this. I don't know whether it'll help, but I'll try.
让我尝试的用个例子来说明这个点。
Years ago, I was on one of these in the steps of St. Paul tours.
若干年前，我参加了一个旅游团，照着保罗的脚踪去走。
Not one of these marvelous ones that our brother Christian leads.
不像我们陈弟兄他带来那么美好。
But one of these more worldly ones.
这个比较俗世一点。
We had a wonderful old professor. She didn't know the Lord.
有一个教授带着我，那个教授没有得救，他是领队。
She didn't know her Bible.
她也不懂圣经的。
But she knew everything about Greek history.
但是她对希腊的历史是滚瓜烂熟。
We were going through Corinth.
我们从哥林多经过。
And she said, I suppose you have noticed the number of statues that have no head.
No head. 你在这个参观格林多的时候，这些庙宇里头有很多的这些雕像却没有头的。
Yes, I said, I have.
我是注意到有这么。
Yes, she said, I thought so. You're Jewish.
你也是一个犹太人呢。
You notice these kind of things. So,
你会注意这些细节。
She said, Did you notice the hole?
你注意看这个雕像的这边有个洞。
Yes, I did.
我是注意到了。
Well, she said, in one period of history,
在历史有一段时间
，so many of the kings were assassinated.
有好多的王被暗杀。
And it took a couple of years to carve a statue.
就需要每次要雕一个雕像要好多年。
So after a while, they thought they can't do it.
过了一下子不能做不下去了。
In every town square, there had to be a statue of the emperor or the king.
因为每一个城里面必须有一个皇帝的雕像。
So she said, someone very bright.
那有一个人就很聪明啊。
Why don't we make a very fine body?
让我们做一个很漂亮的身体。
And we will put a hole in it, and we will change the head.
那么到时候我们就这边有个洞。该什么皇帝的头把装上去就好。
When the king is assassinated,
这个皇帝暗杀了。
It won't take us so long to make the head.
那就不要那么长。
And we put it in,
就把它装上去。
And suddenly it came to me.
啊，我得到一个启示。
Put off the old man.
把老旧人脱掉。
And put on the new man.
穿上新人。
People always said, "How can I do it?"
常常问我怎么脱怎么穿呢
？It is a change of management.
这里改换老板了。
When the Lord Jesus is Lord,
当主是主
，you will be changed into His likeness.
那你就会变成他的形象。
All the circumstances of your life.
你。一生所有碰到的事
all the relationships in your life
你一生所有与其他人的关系
all the problems in your life
你一生所有碰到的问题
all the tribulation in your life
你一生所碰到的难处
will be used by the Spirit of God
都是圣灵所使用的工具
to fashion you
来雕塑你
to produce spiritual character
在你的身上做出神的性格
when you're under the headship of the Lord Jesus
唯一的条件就是有耶稣基督的权柄在你身上。
When you have got your own head，
但是如果你自己当老板
，No change，
你什么也不会改变。
When he is head，
但是他是你的头
，Glorious change，
荣耀的改变。
Because the Holy Spirit will use everything in your life and family and business and church life to change you。
因为圣灵在这个情况之下，他就能够用所有你一生所碰到的人事物来改造你，改变你。
When you are your own boss，
但是你自己当家做主的话
，You should be living in the new， but you're living in the old。
虽然神的旨意是叫你是在新道里，可惜你还是在旧道里。
Well， I hope that helps you that illustration and doesn't confuse you more。
我希望刚刚的例子能够答意，让你更清楚，而不是更糊涂。
Here's the second thing I want to underline.
第二点我要说的。
Facing reality with faith and obedience.
对每一个现实，你都是要用信心与顺服的态度来面对它。
You know, it is a tremendous thing.To be able to face reality.
今天让我们能够面对现实是一个重要的事。
Every time a child of God, a servant of God, saw the Lord, he fell down as one dead.
我们知道每一个人，不管是基督徒也好，神的仆人也好， 他真的被主遇见的时候，他会倒在地上，好像死人一样。
It was as if by seeing the Lord, he realized how different he was.
因为只有见到主的时候，你才能知道你跟主是何等不同。
And you will notice that in so many cases, the Lord or an angel had to lift them up.
圣经也告诉我们，在那种情形之下，不管主自己也好，或者天使也好，会再把你从 把你从地上扶起来。
You will never grow in the Lord. You will never be changed into His likeness unless you face essential reality.
除非你面对这个重要的现实，你的生命不会改变，你不会变成他的形象。
The heart of this matter is spiritual character.
我们讲的中心乃是属灵的性格。
Not facade.
不是一个面具。
Not just window shopping.
也不是一个橱窗让人看一看而已。
Everything, you've dressed everything to look good.
今天我们穿上很漂亮的衣服，让人有个好印象。
Facing reality.
我们要必须真实。
If I can put it yet another way.
让我用另外一个角度来说。
There is no magic wand.
这个魔神神儿子形象没有什么魔术可以改变的。
You know, we like to think that somehow everything in this country is instant. Instant coffee, instant cakes, instant cream, instant this, instant that. People want instant holiness. They want to be instantly changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
今天我们都是速食面、速食咖啡、速食这个、速食那个，什么都要快，马上属灵，马上就能够像他儿子一样。
There are no shortcuts.
没有捷径。
Let me say it again.
那我再说。
There are no shortcuts to spiritual character.
今天要有。属灵的性格形成在我们身上，没有捷径可走。
You can have a crisis.
我们会碰到危机。
That can be in an hour or two.
那个危机可能有一两个小时之长。
And in that moment you face reality.
在那一刻你必须面对现实。
But to produce spiritual character.
但是要从你的身上做出那个属灵的性格来。
It takes much time.
可需要很长的时间。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
The Holy Spirit is in charge of this business.
这件事是圣灵掌权做的。
He is the one who supervises and manages the changing of us into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
让我们能够像他的儿子一样的这件事。是圣灵亲自掌权，亲自安排所有的一切发生在我们的身上的事。
Look at 2 Corinthians, the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians.
请你打开哥林多后书
Chapter 3,
第三章
and verse 18.
十八节
But we all, with unveiled face,beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit.
我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Now,Please note one or two things.
请注意这句话里头几个重点。
Firstly,
第一
beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
注目主的脸好像从镜子里反照。
Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. That means you are beholding Jesus.
这句话的意思就是说我们的眼睛注目在基督身上。
That means something to do with your spiritual sight.
这里就是你的眼目到底注意什么？
It is something to do with the eyes of your heart.
这里讲的眼目是你心中的眼睛。
You remember the prayer of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1?
你记得以弗所书第一章保罗的祷告吗？
That God would grant to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
保罗祷告说赐给我们智慧与启示的灵，让我们真认识他。
The eyes of your heart being illumined.
让我们心中的眼睛被照明。
That you may know what is the hope of his calling.
让我们知道他恩召的指望。
And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
在圣徒的中的基业有何等的丰盛
？And what the exceeding greatness of His power to us who to believe？
在我们信他的人身上要显出的能力是何等的浩大
？You see, this is all to do with being changed.
这一切都是讲到我们这个人有改变。
And it all comes back to the eyes of our heart.
那它的关键就是我们心中的眼睛是这个关键。
If we are not seeing the Lord,
如果我们看不见主，
there is no chance of being conformed to His image.
那我们要被磨成神儿子形象，就是天方夜谭。
Then listen again.
再听。
Transformed into the same image.
改变成与他一样的样式。
Here is something else. Listen.Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord with unveiled face.
我们敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。
If you look at the context of this,
如果你把上下文来看，
it is all to do with the Jewish people.
这段话是跟犹太人有关系。
The apostle says,
保罗说，
when they read the word of God,
犹太人读神话语的时候，
there is a veil over their mind.
在他们脸上有一个帕子蒙着。
And then he speaks of we with unveiled face.
但现在指着基督徒的时候，他却说我们有一个敞开的脸。
Dear brothers, dear sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
There are many Christians who, like the Jews, have a veil over their eyes.
很不幸的，今天有很多的基督徒却像犹太人一样，脸上有蒙着帕。
There is a veil.
你有一个帕子。
It comes between them and seeing the Lord.
让我们拦阻我们看见神。
If there's anyone here that has that veil,
如果在座今天有一位，任何一位脸上戴着帕子，
listen to this.
你注意听这句话。
When a man or a woman turns to the Lord, it shall be done away.
注意听主的话，不管你是弟兄也好，姐妹也好，当你的心转向主的时候，脸上的帕子就挪去了。
What brings a veil?On the face of a believer.
什么造成一个基督徒来蒙着脸呢？
Sin.
对。
Dishonesty.
不诚实。
Cheating.
你欺骗。
Fraudulence.
你造假。
Gossip.
你造谣。
Backbiting.
你批评人。
Jealousy.
嫉妒。
Rivalry.
争闹。
And many other things.
还有其他的各样的罪。
These are the things that bring the veil back.
当我们在这些罪的里面的时候，我们的脸就蒙了帕子。
Then the reading of the word of the Bible is just a religious exercise.
当我们在这种情况下读圣经，好像一个宗教的仪式，没有什么生命。
It is not a seeing of the Lord.
这样你就见不到主。
But now listen carefully.
但是请你注意听。
Let me read it again.
我再读一次。
We all with unveiled face.
我们众人既敞着脸。
Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord.
可以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。
Are transformed into the same image.
就变成主的形状。
From glory to glory.
荣上加荣。
In other words, there is a progress.
换而言之，这里是一个不断的进步。
I think it's wonderful that the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of the Lord, said glory from glory to glory.
我想圣灵感动保罗能够讲这句话很重要。
I'm sure your experience is mine.
我相信弟兄姊妹的经验跟我的经验一样。
It is from affliction to affliction.
意思就是说，从灾难到灾难。
From tribulation to tribulation.
从痛苦到痛苦。
From one problem to another problem.
一个问题进入另一个问题。
Why does it say from glory to glory?
但是圣经为什么是说从荣耀到荣耀呢？
Because it is the capacity for glory that is being worked.
因为当圣灵这样做工的时候，把我们这个荣耀的度量加强了。
It is in the same letter.
因为这个在这本书信里。
Whilst we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
保罗告诉我，我们不是看那个能看见的，乃是看那个看不见的。
Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, I wish it was, but for a moment.
我们现在的至今至在的苦楚而已，至今。
It doesn't seem to be but for a moment.
我们在里头不感觉如此。
It seems to be so long.
我们的感觉好像很长。
So impossible.But the word of God says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us an eternal weight of glory. If you look at the weight of glory,
如果你的眼睛注意那个极重无比的荣耀
compared to the light affliction
而相对的来跟我们现在自战自清的苦难
the light affliction is nothing
就没有什么好比的
do you think we're all going to arrive one day in the presence of the Lord
你相信我们有一天都要出现在主的面前
and we're all going to say oh Lord how we suffer
你会跟主说，哎呀，在地上多痛苦啊！
We suffered so much, Lord.
哇，我受了这么多这么多的苦。
You should be so pleased with us.
你应该对我们很满意了。
We went from affliction to affliction.
我们从灾难到灾难。
From tribulation to tribulation.
从痛苦到痛苦。
From one difficult set of circumstances to another difficult set of circumstances.
这一大堆的问题又进入另一大堆的问题。
From one impossible person to another impossible person.
跟一个根本不可能相处的人，又碰到另外一个也不可能相处的人。
It was continuous, Lord.
哎呀，没完没了啊。
You should be very glad for us.
哇，你对我们应该很满意了。
We did it all smiling.
我们要应该带着微笑。
No. Not one of us will be. We will not even remember most of it.
实际我们见主的时候，这一切很多都忘了。
We will say to the Lord.Could that light affliction, which was but for a moment, have worked such a weight of glory in me?
你会在主的面前很赞叹地说，哎呀，那个自战自清的苦，今天居然成就了这样极重无比的荣耀吗？
This is your doing, Lord.
主啊，这是你的工作，你做成的。
I worship you.
我敬拜你。
I cannot but worship and praise you.
我除了敬拜以外，其他都不能做。
Yes, dear friends.
是的。
Look again.
请你注意看。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Now the Lord is the Spirit.
主就是那灵。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
主的灵在哪里?
There is liberty.
那里就有自由。
Not bondage.
不是捆绑。
Liberty.
乃是自由。
Freedom.
自由。
Changed, transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
改变我们荣上加荣。
Even as from the Lord the Spirit.
如同从主的灵变成的。
In other words,
换言之,
the Holy Spirit is the one who is in charge of our being transformed.
今天我们的改变这件事情是圣灵在主持的。
Is there a veil on your spiritual eyes?
今天在你属灵的眼睛上有一个幔这个帕子吗?
Turn to the Lord.
你要心转向神。
And he will remove it.
主就把那个帕子挪开。
The last thing I want to say this evening.
今天晚上最后一个点
is very simple,
很简单
the glorious provision,
就是神丰富荣耀的预备。
Think again about Romans 8,
我们再回到罗马第八章
and verse 29,
第二十九节
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn.Among many brethren.
他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
A glorious provision.
这里有一个荣耀的预备。
This matter is so important to the Lord.
因为这个旨意对神来讲太重要了。
That all his grace and all his power is put at the disposal of the child of God.
因此那么重要，他就把他所有的恩典、所有的能力都让他的孩子们、神的儿女们可以来取用。
You know, people always say, oh, you, if you only knew my background, you'd understand why I have such difficulty.
有一些弟兄姊妹来跟我说，哎呀，你不知道我的特殊背景，我的特别的难处，否则的话你就很同情我。
If you knew the kind of home I was brought up in,
你不知道我是在一个什么样糟糕的家庭里面长大的。
If you knew the kind of relationships I've suffered,
你如果知道一点点我的这个人与人的关系中的痛苦
I suppose every one of us we consider ourselves to be unique
其实我们每一个人其实都看自己的问题最特别了吗与众不同
Shall I tell you something?
让我告诉你一件事
God has predestined that you be conformed to the image of his son
神老早预定了你要磨成他儿子的形象
Do you mean to tell me that he is like some civil servant who has not taken into account your particular problems?
你难道要告诉我，我们的神做事好像我们政府的官员做事，很多的事情没有考虑到吗？
If you have an awful background,
如果你觉得你的这个背景很可怕。
He has exactly the grace commensurate with your background.
他就会预备跟你那个背景有相同的大的恩典给你用。
If you have obstacles,
如果你有大的难处
huge mountainous problems,
这个难处像山那么高
that seem to stop you from going on,
好像拦住你没有办法向前一步
God has provided the power commensurate.With the mountainous problem.
神就因着你这个巨大的山，要给你相等的能力，可以克服它。
All the predestinating grace and power of God is behind you.
因为神所有的能力与恩典，为要达到他的旨意，通通为你准备好了。
He wants you to be conformed to the image of His Son.
因为他 定规了要你被磨成他儿子的形象。
The problem is whether you're prepared for him to be Lord.
问题只有一件事，就是你到底愿不愿意让他在你生命中做主。
That's where we need faith and obedience.
所以在这个点上，我们所需要的是信心与顺服。
If you are prepared for whatever the Lord will bring into your life and use to change you into His likeness.
如果你已经准备好，不管神用什么样的方法、什么样的环境来改变你，你愿意接受的话，
then the whole predestinating power and grace of God is behind you.
那神所有的恩典、所有的能力都在你的手边，随时取用。
Every problem you have, God has foreseen.
你所有你要碰到的问题，神老早都看过了，都了解了。
Everything that you could imagine would stop you.
你想象好多的事情都会让你停步不前。
It is all known to Him.
但是神都知道。
Foreknown.
因为他预知，
and he has made provision.
因着预知，他就预备。
Is not this amazing?
这个是不是很稀奇呢？
It leaves us without excuse.
说了这么多，就是我们没有任何借口。
If we are not changed into his likeness,
如果我们这一生没有被他磨成他儿子的形象，
It is certainly not his fault.
绝对不是神的错。
This means that you and I need to face reality.
所以这就告诉我们，我们每一个人都必须面对这个现实，这个真实。
Dear brothers,
亲爱的兄姊妹们，
Dear sisters,
姐妹们，
I believe we are entering into one of the most troubled periods in the history of the world.
我相信我们现在正在人类历史中一个最艰难的时段。
It cannot be long before the Antichrist appears.
因为一基督说就要显现了。
There are only two obstacles I see against his coming.
现在只有两个拦阻的力量让他还不出现。
Militant Islam,
就是武装的回教国家。
And I have no doubt about that, that God is going to break its back.
当然神要把这个 打破。
Even though it may do terrible things,
但是它会在世界造成巨大的破坏。
It may even involve the United States.
也会牵涉到美国。
Nevertheless, I believe God will use little Israel.
但是神还是要用这个小的以色列
to break the back of militant Islam.
能够把这个 武装的回教国家打败。
Whilst Islam is in place, the Antichrist cannot come.
这个武装的回教国家存在的话，这个敌基督不会。
But when it is removed,
当这个被破坏了，
the whole world will say.
全世界都会说，
We cannot go on like this.
哎呀，这种过去的日子我们不能再有了。
The First World War, the Second World War.
一次大战，二次世界大战。
And then war after war after war.
然后从那一天到现在，
战
争不停。
We have to have a world leader.
所以就向往。
And a world government. And a world security force.
然后有一个世界的安全部队。
The second obstacle.
第二个拦阻
is the United States.
就是美国。
There is as yet in the United States a residual Christian conscience.
因为在美国还有一些基督徒的良心。
That biblical conscience has to be exterminated.
这个基督徒的良心有一天会被消失。
Before the Antichrist. Can come.
然后那个敌基督才能够出现。
I don't want to get into this too fully, but all I'm saying is this. If I was an American, I would have taken note of the physical disasters that have come to the United States. The worst fires in recorded history. The worst floods in recorded history. In the States. Hurricanes that have destroyed cities. When God is bringing judgment, He always begins gently. And He waits. Is there a response? If there is none, more severe judgment. Then He waits. Is there a response? Then more, if none, more severe. Until in the end it becomes catastrophic. Dear brothers and sisters, listen to me. I believe the Lord will touch the affluent economy of the United States. It will come suddenly. You and I need to be prepared. We have one small life. In that one small life, God has to do something in us. He has to produce this character, spiritual character in us. He has to change us into His likeness. It takes time. He can compress it and make it more intense. But nevertheless, it takes time. You cannot produce spiritual character instantaneously. Listen to me. If you are deaf, if you are a veil over the eyes, this thing will happen. And you will panic. Now is the time to get right with God. Now is the time for the Lord to sweep away the veil. Now is the time for us to behold the glory of the Lord with unveiled face. This is the grace of the Lord. And we need to hear His voice. Not mine.
不是我的声音,
you don't have to worry about my voice.
我讲什么不重要,
it is the voice of the Lord.
重要是主的声音,
behind the human voice.
但是在我们人的声音的后面有主的声音,
that is the voice you need to hear.
那个声音是你需要听见的。
I have said it a number of times.
我讲了好几次,
I say it again.
我再说,
the in my view, only my view, the United States is like the Titanic.
在我的观点里面, 我认为美国好像那一个铁达尼号的大船,
invincible,
好像永远不会失败,
magnificent,
非常的漂亮,
everyone enjoying themselves. Eating. Singing.
唱着,
dancing.
跳着,
music.
音乐,
until it hit an iceberg.
有一天,
when the captain said, even God could not sink this ship.
虽然船长说过,
it sank within an hour.
但是没有想到这条不沉的船在一个小时就沉掉了。
Am I wrong?
我难道有讲错吗？
Or am I right?
或者我讲的是对的呢？
If I am right,
如果我讲的是对的，
You need to get right with the Lord.
你需要与主的关系弄对。
Those of you who've got bitter quarrels with other Christians, you need to get them put right.
如果你与其他的弟兄姐妹有苦读、有怨恨、有不对的关系，你现在要把它弄对。
Those of you who've been fraudulent or dishonest in business,
或者你的企业的事业上有不忠、不诚实的事，
you need to come clean.
你需要把它弄对了，弄诚实。
Those of you who've been playing about with sex,
你在性关系上不正常，
you need to get it settled with God.
你要把它弄对了，跟神之间。
Whatever it is,
不管你生命中有什么问题，
it's not worth hanging on to.
这些拦阻都不值得你在那里留恋忘返。
Let the Lord challenge you.
让神今天晚上向你挑战。
And let Him do a work in your heart.
让他在你的心里面做工。
We have so little time left.
因为剩下来的时间不多了。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主啊，
Will you speak to our hearts?
求你在我们心里面向我们说话。
You know every one of us.
你认识我们每一个人。
And you know the condition that we are in.
你也知道我们属灵的光景。
Lord,
主啊，
speak to us.
求你向我们说话。
Don't let us escape.
不要让我们逃走啊。
We want, Lord, to be changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
我们愿意你能够把我们改变磨成神儿子的形象。
We want you to do in us the work that is required.
我们求你在我们每一个人身上做那必要的工作改变。
Lord, it is your grace that will do this.
因为这只有靠着你的恩典才能够完成。
Do work in us.
我求你在我们身上做工。
And we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告，
阿门。